This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, look, head up to the website. That's TheRealSide.com. You can, again, watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And you can get involved in the conversation, which is what I want you to do. I want you to be involved in some way, shape, manner, or form. I want you involved. It's the only way, you know, you're going to get information. You'll find out you're in agreement with other people. Maybe you can help other people get involved and engaged at the same time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, we're all talking about... the caravan coming across. I mean, are we really the keeper of the planet? Now, many of my friends on the left get crazy when we're out helping other countries, when we're using the military, because that's not the right thing to do. So when other countries call us for help, and we go out there, we do try to help them, they get nuts when we use military force, right? Even if it means that we can keep peace in the streets, we can give people the ability to actually go out, give kids the ability to actually go out and play in the streets of some of these countries where they don't have the ability to do it anymore. All of a sudden, that's not good, right? Not all of a sudden, but that's not good. But all of a sudden... we can feed anybody coming up here. We can give medical care to anybody, well, except our vets. We give medical care to anybody coming up here. We can give housing to anybody coming in this country, well, except to some of our homeless. You know, I love how Jerry Brown is so open to having our borders open. You know, come on in. Immigrants, welcome. Well, illegal immigrants really is what he should say. Welcome. And the heck with the people that we have sleeping in the streets. The heck with the people who need medical care that are actually citizens of this country, citizens of the state. The heck with them. Jerry doesn't care. Listen, you have somebody that sits there. Come to this country illegally, we'll give you medical care. Come to this country illegally, we'll give you schooling. Come to this country illegally, we'll give you housing. Come to this country illegally, we'll find a way to either get you a job, and if we can't get you a job, we'll give you welfare. Money that in most cases you're sending most of it back home to Mexico to your family there. Now think about that. All of that for legal immigrants. Yet we have American citizens, California state residents, sleeping in the streets, shooting up in the streets, dying in the streets, can't get health care, can't afford to get into college. So what would you determine from that? My determination would be that Jerry Brown can't stand American citizens, that he'd rather have illegal aliens up here, he'd rather help out illegal aliens with the same money that those citizens that he can't stand, that he hates, who are paying taxes into the system, right? That money that the legals are paying in, they want to give the illegals, they want very little, if any, benefit for the legal Californians, the legal Americans. Isn't that wonderful? Take it from his actions. Don't take it from my words. Right? Just take it from his actions. What he's done. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As many of you know, the Beto O'Rourke is running, You know, we got midterm elections right around the corner, and people around the country are turning and looking at the high-stakes races. You know, look at the ones like in Florida, West Virginia, Nevada. Now you got a race that's happening, and it's outside media, outside support, outside money like crazy, coming to Beto O'Rourke. He's running against Senator Ted Cruz out of Texas. Now, Cruz leads in most polls, and O'Rourke has decided to lead amongst millennials. Now, that decided lead that he has is to a group of people that usually don't vote. So let him go after them. Supporters of Senator Cruz have claimed that O'Rourke possesses plenty of smooth rhetoric, but he lacks any substance. He lacks the qualifications, and he can't do the follow-through. Now, Campus Reform decided to go and see if that O'Rourke supporters can even detail any of his accomplishments. Remember, we've been through this before. Remember when people were asked questions about young people, about Obama, couldn't answer them. They couldn't answer questions about Hillary Clinton. There were many questions they couldn't answer when it came to what these people had done to earn their vote. And what it boiled down to was that they weren't Republicans. In most cases, that's what came off. Now, because I don't want to start it and stop it, I'm going to play the interview for you after the break. And you're going to see that these wonderful millennials have no clue as to the person they're supporting, what they did, what they've done for them, what they're willing to do. Most answered, I love this, most of them answered, I'm not aware of any specific accomplishments, you know, and most of them can't point to one. Not that they can point to many either. They can't point to even one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on ZTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin right. While it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time they're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Back off! Yes, I know they're illegal immigrants. I got it. I got them to come in here illegally, even though they haven't got here yet. Okay? I guess they're not illegal until they get here and try to come over illegally, right? Right now they're Mexico's headache. All right? I don't see Mexico. I don't know how much they're going to put into fighting them. I don't know how much effort they're going to put into taking care of these people. Well, whatever. Yes, I understand they're illegal immigrants. Okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So, you know, again, Beto O'Rourke's reporters can't name anything he's done. Absolutely nothing. And we see this happen so often. I've seen it happen in some of the local races that I'm involved in, where people throw out stuff, and they hope the lower IQ voters won't be paying attention, just look at party lines and believe some of the garbage that's thrown out there, without actually doing any homework. Don't do that. Don't fall into that trap, please. All right? And I mean that sincerely. Just don't fall into that trap. There's so many opportunities. It's so easy in a lot of ways to find out what's going on in your community with certain people. So again, don't let them take advantage of you. Don't let them decide who you're going to vote or not going to vote for. It's just wrong on so many levels. Anyway, I'll go back to what I was saying a minute ago. You know, you've got voters, millennial voters especially, in this case, and they want to vote for Beto O'Rourke, but they really can't tell you anything about him. And I mean absolutely nothing about him. Let's see if I can actually make this happen. That'd be a trip.
Here in Texas, the big race, Beto O'Rourke versus Ted Cruz. If you had to make a decision right now, who do you think you would support?
Beto. I would probably vote for Beto.
Of what I know, definitely Beto.
If the election were tomorrow, who do you think you'd be more likely to vote for?
Beto.
I would do Beto, especially because I'm like a woman.
I think I would go for the Democrat. From what I know in political science, I just feel like they push and they help for things that would help people in my situation. Like,
did you catch that? Really? I would vote for that person. And why was that? It was because from what she's learned in her political science class. Thank you so much, liberal teacher. Right? What she's learned in her political science class would cause her to want to vote for a Democrat before a Republican. That young student has been done no favors from that liberal professor.
People in poverty and things like that.
Are there any accomplishments in his career that you can point to that would make him a good person for office?
I am not aware of a lot of specific accomplishments that he has made.
Are there any accomplishments at Beto's that you would point to?
I don't know any, so I can't say anything
okay.
to that.
Is there anything you can point to as things and be like, yeah, he's accomplished this?
I think he's accomplished, like, honestly, getting his name out there. I think for not doing much, it sounds like he's really...
But it's just being popular, yeah. An accomplishment, though. Like,
his accomplishment is getting his name out there. Well, if that's an accomplishment, then President Trump is the most accomplished man on the planet. Right? I mean, these people are voting. These people are going to public colleges, public education, public schools, and they're voting. And as you heard the one young lady say, according to my, you know, basically her political science class, her teacher told her teacher has taught her teacher has molded her mind to believe that the Democrats are for African Americans. The Democrats are for black people. Because remember, she talked about people in her situation. Well, I don't know what her situation is.
Career accomplishments.
I honestly couldn't point to anything. I'm just trying to... You know, I'm not as educated as I would like to be.
Any accomplishments of Beto O'Rourke you can point to?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything.
What are accomplishments of Beto's that you would point to?
I mean, he's been working really hard with everything that he's been doing around Texas. Maybe he doesn't really have the platform to make a huge difference right now.
Those same people that are probably saying that Beto has no experience probably go to a job and they don't get hired and complain about the same thing. Oh, I don't have any experience, but who gives me that experience? Mm-hmm. It's the same concept, man. Like, he may not have any experience, but this is probably the experience he needs to push this stuff forward. You know?
Okay, there's a difference.
Sure, because that's what I want. Just, God. You know, don't you want the surgeon, don't you want his very first surgery to be you? Isn't that what we all pray for? Right, just before they put you under, you look and go, hey, I hope this is your first surgery, because I definitely don't want anybody with experience. You know what I mean?
Difference between like an entry-level job and the United States Senate, though, right?
Okay, I see what you're saying, but you can be as informed about a position without actually doing it.
I don't know about personal.
Now that's what they teach you in college. And I knew somebody, he probably wouldn't call me a friend now, but I knew somebody who actually went to school for public speaking, never really did any for any length of time. And shortly after he graduated, what did he get a job doing? Teaching public speaking. Which I find just interesting. Isn't that, again, let's go back to, wouldn't that be great, like the surgeon? He just, he graduates from college, he goes out and does 5 or 6 surgeries, and then what's he do? He goes back and teaches surgery. I don't know. Makes sense to me.
In office accomplishments, but I think he has experience and vision needed to do a good job.
Beto, I think, resonates with young people because we are more aware.
What I like about Beto is that right there, I...
Aware? We're more aware of what? Yourself? Where the emergency soft room is? No, seriously, what are you more aware of? You just said it. He knows less. He doesn't have experience. Gonna vote for him because he's a Democrat. That's healthy.
He seems to be inclusive.
Can you think of any Beto O'Rourke accomplishments?
Unless you count going to jail for DWI an accomplishment, then no.
Shots fired. Wow. If you had to decide right now, which candidate would you say you're leaning towards?
I'm leaning towards Ted Cruz, most definitely. He's someone I voted for in the past. I really think that he supports family, and I think that...
You know, we got more of this. You need to hear this. You need to hear how your kids are thinking. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi Arabia is confirming the death of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, claiming that the U.S. resident died after a fight inside a Saudi consulate in Turkey. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says there must be a wider investigation.
The world deserves an explanation, not from the Saudis, who evidently are making every effort to insulate and shield the crown prince, but from an international inquiry.
The Saudi investigation could take a month. 18 Saudi nationals have been arrested. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Mexican authorities have headed off the migrant caravan at the Mexico-Guatemala border crossing. Several thousand migrants, mostly from Honduras, are being held at bay by Mexican police.
They sent 500 federales down to the southern border.
The rush at the border came after Mexican officials said they would grant asylum to migrants fleeing violence-prone Central America. But the Mexicans say they can only process 100 to 200 asylum claims a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Do really appreciate the time that you're spending on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of this conversation. So we're listening to a bunch of, only another minute left or something like that, but we're listening to a bunch of Beto O'Rourke supporters, people that are going to vote for him, and not one has come up with anything that he's done that would allow him or let him, I mean, other than it's legal to run, but this is not a job you want to learn. It's so different than being a surgeon. This is not a job we want people to learn on the go. They need to have some kind of experience, something that they've done that can show us that they can lead, that they can legislate, they can do the right thing. And actually, person after person after person kept saying, I'm not aware of anything he's done specifically. But don't take my word for it. Seriously. Let's go back to what they have to say about it. I want you to hear this front and center.
That's something that's a very important Texas value, and I also really like a few of his other campaign goals.
If you're voting tomorrow, who do you vote for?
Ted Cruz.
All right, Cruz, and what things about Cruz are you a fan of?
He stands for freedom. Freedom to own guns and good on immigration, all that kind of stuff. So.
Right.
See, that's great. Somebody who actually did their homework, which is a surprise. Especially when it comes to young people. And again, I'm not beating on young people. But if you're an adult and you've got young people voting for a certain group, whether it's Democrat or Republican, just because it's Democrat or Republican, then shame on you. Teach them how to think things through. Teach them how to fight these things. Teach them how to go in and talk to somebody else and let them know what's right and what's wrong, why they're voting for so-and-so. And not just because they're a Republican or a Democrat, for that matter. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it just never stops. It really just never stops. This is a good one. See, sometimes I don't always know what stories I'm going to do. I get so many of them to choose from. We come up on the end of the week, or we start coming up on the end of the week, there's certain ones I want to get to, certain ones I don't really much care about. Gonzaga University in Washington State hosted a conference open to individuals with marginalized identities. Anybody want to guess what that means? Marginalized identities. The Pacific Northwest Students of Color Conference specified that the event last weekend was open to all students who hold marginalized identities, people of color, LGBTQ, and more, people of diverse genders and religions, first-generation student status, people with disabilities. So everybody but the average, daily, straight, white guy. That's who it wasn't for. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that perfect? The conference intended to bring together students from private colleges and universities who identify with the marginalized identities for a weekend of learning, community solidarity, and action. Gonzaga spokesman Mary Joan Hahn told the college campus that the theme is that the people of color getting talked over all the time. Really? Has she been to a Black Lives Matter movement? Or even an LGBTQ pride parade or event? Who's talking over who? The student organizer for the conference told the Gonzaga Bulletin, and it's not just reclaiming our time, it's also about reclaiming our physical space this weekend. California Democrat Representative Maxine Waters, her phrase, reclaiming our time, used by representatives to suggest that the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, was trying to waste her time questioning him. Now, she made that theme up for this conference. Yeah, when she wasn't getting the answer she wanted, she thought she could stop the clock by saying reclaiming her time. Like she was stuck. Wish I had that thing. Reclaim my time. Reclaim my time. Reclaim my time. And really, who's listening to you at that point? I get that from my two-year-old, or from a two-year-old. So it says, to educate students on diversity and multiculturalism, and empowering them. I know that word is just starting to make me crazy. It's grating on me. How do you like that? Trying to empower them to be agents of social change at their predominantly white institutions, and to create a safe space for students with marginalized identities to come together, speak of their experiences, build community across institutions, and empower one another. Now, Hutchinson hosted a workshop depicting the ways of which Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar Convy, activists in their work at the conference. But you know what? I think that maybe you won't agree with me, but I think celebrities should be banned from these things. Look, I don't listen to you. I don't want to see you act or anything like that just because you're a celebrity. I mean, I don't come to see you sing because of your political views. You shouldn't be allowed to speak to these things just because you're a celebrity. Other student-led workshops cover topics such as assimilation necessity or internalized white supremacy. Think about that. You shouldn't have to assimilate. You should come here. Let me pick up my own people. That way there they can't say I'm picking on Hispanics, right? No. The Italian people should be able to come here. They should be able to move into their own little communities. They shouldn't have to learn English. Maybe we should allow them to pay in lira or the euro, right? I mean, seriously. Maybe they should have to only uphold Italian laws and not American laws or U.S. laws. Because that kind of assimilation is just nasty. It's all about white supremacy. No, it's all about following the law. Matter of fact, you yo-hos on the left who believe that shouldn't have to adhere to any of this, do you understand that the reason they came here, unless they came here to do damage, the reason they came here was because of the law, because they like the rule of law, because the country they come from doesn't have a rule of law. You bleeding hearts that are just crying over these people coming up north, the reason they're coming here is because of the lawlessness in some cases in their villages, in their community, in their country. So what, you want them to come to a place that has even more lawlessness? All for a vote? I don't believe it's your heart. I really don't. I believe it's for a vote. I believe it's for power. Because if you really felt for these people, if you really felt like we should help them, and it's from the heart, why let them travel thousands of miles in danger without food and water? Why don't you get on your planes and fly down there and fund some of the consulates down there so that when they come over, when they want to come into Mexico or wherever, they have the ability to do that. Why aren't you lobbying the Mexican consulate to help them out when they first come over the border or to the border in Mexico so they can get food and medical care and help? Now, you don't care. You don't really care. They're going to come to the southern border of the U.S., you hope they come over. And then you let them know how the Democrats cared so much about them. And that's why they should vote Democrat. Other classes given. Breaking the bamboo ceiling. Asian Americans in leadership. African feminism. What it means to be a happy black feminist. And decolonize your syllabus. Can't stand it. Really. Is college really teaching science and math and literature anymore? No. It's all these social programs. It's all they seem to care about anymore. All they seem to care about is tearing down America, tearing down the U.S. They keep wanting to talk about how a nasty country that we are. Then leave. Go somewhere else. Because I tell you what, you're not going to change it. There's too many of us that will fight to the death to keep freedom. There's too many of us that will fight. Yes, we'll lose our jobs. We'll lose our incomes. We'd even lose our houses to be able to fight back. Our founding fathers did it. Why shouldn't we? Why should we be afraid of you? Not going to happen. After the break, we're going to talk more about the caravan of 3,000 Central American migrants that crossing into Mexico. Remember, for some of you, put your rocks down. They're not illegals. Not here, anyway. They're still in Mexico. 855-REAL-JOE. Got something to say? 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. We'll be right back.
Well, and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us, and you're involved and engaged and that kind of thing. Now, you know, I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. I know it doesn't always feel that way, because I can't respond. I can't watch everything you got going on there. But I try. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and or hop up on the website. Give me your email address, and or you know what? Text. If you want to be part of our new texting program where I'm sending out texts letting people know when we're coming up, you want to text TRS to 313131. That simple. TRS to 313131. And you know what? And we'll add you. And at night, or you know, every couple of days, we'll let you know the show's coming up and who's going to be on and that kind of thing. You can stop at any time by just typing stop. Come on, you've all done this before. This is not new to you. So, we just saw some pictures of a bunch. What, they were on a bridge. Was that between Guatemala and Mexico? Okay. So, the bridge was loaded with people. And it seems like the Mexican police, they sent 500 police down there to stop them. 500 federales down there to stop them. Now, I know the federales from friends of mine. They are not as, we'll say, compassionate and soft as our Border Patrol guards are. And I don't mean that they're nasty, terrible people. That's not what I mean. But they're not going to put up with garbage. And these people coming up, they couldn't wait their turn. See, they were being processed 30 to 50 at a time. And they didn't want to wait any longer. Right? And they decided that it was okay for them to ruin government property, to rip down the fence, because they want lawlessness, apparently. If they were being processed, if the government was saying, let's work through this and see what happens, and the people didn't want it, why do we want those kind of people here? Right? I'm just trying to figure this out. So I know some of you are going to write me and go, well, you know, geez, you would do the same thing to feed your family. You would do this. Why? Why would I put them in a mob situation? And you know what? They could be worse off there. So you look at all those people at the bridge. You look at those people shoving the gate. I don't want my kids in that. So the Mexico was drafted in two plane loads of police to the border. They sent two plane loads of police down there. You know? And some of these articles reading, this is just beautiful. Migrants hoping to reach the U.S. despite Trump's hostility. You mean despite Trump wanting to uphold federal law? Is that what you're saying? I mean, seriously. Thousands of Central, that was smart, huh? Thousands of Central American migrants have defied Donald Trump and streamed over the international bridge from Guatemala into Mexico, where some clashed with riot police. Again, let's break the law, because it's okay to break the law as long as I get my way, right? Singing, now, this is the other thing I think is hilarious. You're coming through Mexico hoping to get to America so you can take advantage of U.S. rules and laws to get safe or get your free stuff, one of the two. And as they're coming up, they're wrapped in a Honduran national flag, and they're singing the Honduran national anthem. Boy, that gives me a warm fuzzy, doesn't it? You're running away from this country that supposedly is treating you badly, that you fear for your life, you fear for your children, and you're singing their praises? And that's what an anthem is, right? Isn't an anthem praising the country that you're from? It's just amazing. And they make you feel better. Taking pictures of entire families pushing wheelchairs and strollers. And they're trying to get over the bridge, I guess the Satchiet River. Is that right? Or close? And I mean, think about it. All that weight, all those people halfway, because it's going to turn into a human tragedy, and then everybody is going to get blamed. All the law abiders are going to get blamed for it. You watch. Ivy Osorio, 31, that said he was trying to return to Houston, where he lived for 16 years before he was deported in 2016, where his wife still lives. He says, I thought they weren't going to let us cross, but now I feel like I'm getting closer. An army helicopter hovered on the northern bank of the river. Some of the crowd clashed with a line of Mexican police with riot shields who fired pepper spray at the migrants. A few dozen migrants managed to push past, but most of the crowd formed lines on the bridge, and they waited to be processed by Mexican migration. And which is what they should have been doing. Should have been doing. The dramatic scenes came a week after a group of migrants set off from the Honduran city of San Pedro to escape poverty and violence. What? See, this is what I love. I love this. We can help these people. Two countries away can't help up the people in Chicago. Can't lift a finger for them. The Dems are screaming how much we have to help these people from Honduras, but we can't help the people in Chicago. Isn't that great? Doesn't that make all the sense in the world? Poverty and violence. And if their country is that much out of control, if it is that dangerous, it's just that bad, because according to the article, it's turned it into one of the most dangerous nations in the world, Honduras, that is. Then why doesn't the UN go down there? Right? Why don't we pass a resolution to protect the people of Honduras and send the UN troops in there to bring peace? The exhausted marchers had spent the night under rainy skies on streets in the park, border town, where the shelter for migrants and local Catholic parishes were filled to capacity. Few were aware of Trump's attempts to deter the caravan with threats to cut aid payments and deploy troops on the U.S. border. I think he's just trying to scare people, said Heidi Bonilla, 19, rocking her six-month-old son. Bonilla had joined the caravan with her mother, Myra, 52. Both women were, like many female migrants, just trying to escape domestic violence. And this, I had an argument with a Democrat on this. So does this mean that we are to take all women who claim to be victims of domestic violence from all over the world? Is that how this is going to work? Why isn't their government fixing it? Why isn't their government involved in this? Right? But waiting for them across the border was uncertain. Mexican government said only migrants with the proper papers would be allowed entry into the country, although anyone wishing to seek asylum was free to do so. Now listen, so that's now the Mexican government saying, look, if you have the proper paperwork to begin with, yeah, we'll rush you on through. If you don't, we'll run you through a process. Now, what's wrong with that? Now, they don't want to wait, though. They want to rip down walls. They want to rush the police. Why is that okay? I would love to know why that's okay from one of you lefties. Mexico received 14,500 claims in 2017, more than a six-fold increase from 2014. Half of the claims made last year are still unresolved, prompting the National Human Rights Commission to warn of the pending collapse of the refugee protection system in Mexico. Mexico appeared to be attempting to avoid a rerun of previous caravan of migrants, which formed last Easter, swelling in size, capturing the attention of conservative U.S. media and Trump. One of the caravan's organizers, a dual U.S.-Mexican citizen, was arrested during a peaceful protest on Thursday. The video on social media showing him being stuffed into an Immigration Institute van. Institute van. Now, late on Thursday, Trump retweeted a video of Mexican federal police arriving at the Guatemalan border and wrote, "Thank you, Mexico. We look forward to working with you." In other words, get control of this, or there'll be no trade agreement. Get control of this, or you're going to see U.S. dollars starting to shrink and tighten up. Many in the caravan felt that Trump's hostility seemed illogical. How is it hostility? Seriously. How is it hostility when an authoritative figure, somebody in authority, wants to protect his people? The woman said, "Latinos are the base of the USA. He needs people like us." Well, we need Americans, too. We don't need lawbreakers. Right? We don't need an influx of undocumented people. We don't know where you're from. Even the Mexicans are having trouble like that. And if you break into our borders, then I would say to you, we don't need illegal aliens. We don't need lawbreakers who will do anything because they think it's right and they think it's okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Sight. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. It's going to be a smorgasbord of crazy stories, including Rosie O'Donnell wants our military to commit a coup. Why isn't she in jail? We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host.